Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Enjoying every moment of this.
It's extremely interesting. We have Nancy Silva Mullins and Sonia Balani. Sonia is a doctor, a gynecologist specializing in urology.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Let it go with that.
We're going to go with that.
And Nancy is a pelvic certified physical therapist.
Correct.
And, you know, at the end of our first segment, we basically ended it with say, there's help. You know, people in North Hempstead in general, the whole purpose of 311 and the whole purpose of this radio program is bringing things to people's attention that may be sitting there for the last 5 years, embarrassed to go out, embarrassed to, you know, be at functions for a longer period of time. I don't want to go. It's more than 3 hours. I'm going to get caught. There's stuff that people can do. And we're going to go back, and I'm going to start with pain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's uncomfortable for some people, obviously. What's the signs where it's, you know, somebody should turn around and say, listen, I better call the doctor.
Right. So there can be a constellation of symptoms that people can feel. So a lot of times they can go to the bathroom very, very frequently. They can wake up a lot at night, and then they wake up so much at night that they don't sleep. They can also have a lot of lower abdominal pain, pain when their bladder fills, sometimes pain even in the vagina for men, pain in the penis. And these are all things that can happen in terms of patients having these symptoms, and they're all things that can be evaluated and treated. So like you said, I think a lot of patients will just say, well, it's fine. It's not doing anything else bad except for causing me pain. But no, that's important. Nancy does a great job in terms of helping patients with pain in addition to me prescribing them medications, because oftentimes we work together. It's not just one thing that can help patients.
Right.
I like to point out, too, I feel like a lot of our seniors may just say, this is happening because I'm older now. And they just almost accept it. I can't have sex anymore with my spouse because it hurts, and I'm older. I have
that
to wear...
That I hear a lot with people peeing at night. Well, what do you want? You know,
right.
I'm up
sure.
all night.
Sure, sure. And they just give in to it and accept it. And unfortunately, you know, they don't realize that there is help, and that is not normal.
Can you just give me a number for clarity? Because we're saying we're up all night, but is one or two times of any concern as far as going to the bathroom? What is a ballpark range as to when I should be looking towards you guys for assistance?
I always say if it bothers you, it's a problem. For some patients, waking up once or twice at night is a problem. If it bothers you, then it's a problem.
It also depends on the age. You know, for someone like a baby boomer, they shouldn't be waking up any more than one time. Once we get into like our 60s, 70s, any more than two times is really excessive.
But actually, I like what Dr. Balani said. If it bothers you,
sure.
Now, it may not change.
Right.
If once time, you know, if once a night it bothers you, you go to the doctor and they say, listen, you're not going to change. This is normal. But the person has an answer then.
Right.
And somebody who says three times is not a big deal. You know, I check my emails when I get up. It's fine with me.
Right.
Then there's nothing
of
wrong.
Course. Right.
First of all, the whole subject is very individualized.
Right.
But, you know, how you want to handle it also makes sense. Like, you know, if it doesn't bother you, other than pain. I mean, getting up is another situation. But if you have pain, then you're silly not to make a phone call.
We've been talking on a urinary kind of track, but
I like that.
that was
well done.
But how about the bowels? Is that something that also would fall in this area?
Pelvic floor runs front to back. So just like there's urinary issues, there's bowel problems also. So a lot of times I'll see patients with either constipation, a lot of times rectal pain. There's a condition called paradoxical contraction. So when the muscles are actually supposed to be relaxing, the muscles are contracting instead. There's a lot of crazy things that you wouldn't even think of.
And they're related. So a lot of people will say, I have a lot of frequency. And then I say, are you constipated? And they say, yeah. And I said, do you notice that when you're constipated, your frequency gets worse? Yeah. Well, why? Because the nerves that synapse on neurons that synapse on the bladder also synapse on the bowel. So they work together. So that's the whole concept of our bodies working together, you know?
Wow.
So it's important that you got to look at the whole clinical picture, as we say, not just one part of it.
Okay.
That's amazing. I mean, you know what it is?
Sure.
Everybody, you can only have a little bit of knowledge.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I say that's one of the things I love about this show. Because, you know, Christina brings different people on that, you know, somebody listens saying, oh, you know, I never realized. And they make the connection that if they happen to be constipated, then what are they doing there that's wrong?
Right.
That you're messing up the other end.
You know what's funny, too, is the bathroom is not something that you're necessarily taught how to use.
Yeah.
You know, we teach our toddlers how to go on the toilet, but nobody actually tells you how you're supposed to pee or poop on the potty, you know? So we have a lot of patients that come in and say, at the end of urination, I really have to strain and bear down to get the last part out. And I say to them, do you know that that's not normal? That's not supposed to happen. And they look at me like I have three heads. And they said, I've been doing this for years.
Right.
Or, you know, when you go to the bathroom to poop, that they're straining and pushing and they're almost in a deep sweat. And they say, that's not common. That's not how you're supposed to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And again, a lot of that is just education on, you know, this is what's normal and this is not normal.
Yeah, this is a topic that you don't necessarily discuss over coffee and cake.
Right.
Yeah. So it's good that we're having an opportunity to air this in a way that people can perhaps scratch their head and say, gee, I was not aware that this is something that's more common than I realized. Now, are there any other medical applications that might be suggested in addition to using physical therapy?
Of course, yeah.
Just can I keep the question? We didn't give out a phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Which is important.
Yeah.
So what would the number be for somebody who has a question? We were telling them about this. It's like, guess what? What do? They can always call 311. Everybody knows it. You call 311. But what would be the number to start a consultation with you guys?
So my office phone number is 516-746-8500. 8500. Very
okay.
easy.
Okay. 516-746-8500.
Yep.
And Nancy?
So for physical therapy, it's 516-393-8900.
Okay. 516-393-8900. Just because, I mean, somebody, you have a question. The whole purpose of this program is somebody sitting there saying, well, this is not normal.
Right.
Let me make a phone call and take the next step. That's all it is. It's the simplest thing in the world. And they'll find out what they're doing is normal and there's nothing going to change. Or they can make an adjustment in their life and correct it. I'm sorry. Now go back to what?
So there's plenty of things we can do depending on the symptoms that patients are feeling. So, you know, in terms of incontinence, there are multiple medications that we can put patients on so that they don't have to leak. Especially sometimes, like, patients will say to me, I really got to go to the bathroom, and I just don't make it there in time, unfortunately. Like, I know I got to go. Well, there's plenty of things we can do for that. Plenty of medications that you can take for that. And some patients take one medication, they don't do well with it. Well, there's other medications. There's thousands of things like that. In addition, you know, we can always do surgical procedures if needed, but, you know, that doesn't mean that we jump to that at all because it's conservative management.
Are there any devices that can also be used that you didn't want a medication and you don't want a surgery? Do you have any other options such as something that can be applied?
Yeah, I mean, you can do there's pacemakers for the bladder. Yeah, you can put like an actual device in that can help. There's even a form of acupuncture that can help in terms of urgency and frequency that we do in the office, like medical acupuncture for patients that just don't want to undergo anything else. Yeah, there's plenty of creams, ointments, you know, Botox. Everybody likes to talk about Botox in the face. We use Botox in the pelvic floor and the bladder all the time. And no, we cannot put that in your face.
Oh, it's a different type?
It's the same type, but patients always say, can you take a little bit
and
put it
out
of here?
Of course. Get all the wrinkles out. Now, if you did this, would you also be going for physical therapy as a follow-up as far as learning new skills or things of that nature?
Many times, yeah, absolutely.
Again, there's a lot of education that we in physical therapy like to touch upon. One of the first things that we do with all of our patients is give them what's called a bladder diary. And this just allows them to keep track of their toileting habits, what they're eating and drinking, because a lot of times there's bladder irritants. So you may be thinking, well, listen, I go to the bathroom, you know, 5 times at night. Why is this happening? Well, maybe that person is drinking 3 cups of coffee right before they go to bed, and it's something as easy to fix as
right, you know.
We look at when they're possibly having the accidents so that, again, we could try to change their habits and teach them different methods to alleviate the leakage.
And it's a stepwise approach. You know, we approach it just asking them questions, figuring out what's going on. And then it's like peeling an onion. You kind of do one part of it, then you got to do the next part of it, because the core of it might not be just so simple as overactive bladder or something. It's part of it, but it could be something else as well.
So could something like prostate cancer manifest some symptoms that you might go in because you're urinating, and you will then work on referrals or whatever you do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to look at the whole big picture. You have to examine patients. Sometimes you have to do some imaging. But we can't just write it all off as age.
I agree with you 100%. And it's also, actually, we're out of time already. But what you're saying about the diet, it makes sense. I mean, you have to keep a little diary. If you have 4 cups of coffee and you wind up going to the bathroom all night, and the next night you don't have coffee, a little common sense has to come in here too and say, well, maybe it's the coffee.
Right.
And, you know, and you make adjustments to a diet, but I'm not saying to do it on your own.
Right.
By all means, you know, consult with you guys, and you would review their diary, so to speak.
Right. And that's why it's so important for us to have a team approach, because we really try to get all aspects of what's going on with the person.
Which is wonderful. Yeah. This was a wonderful, wonderful topic. Well, not a wonderful topic, but whatever. A wonderful segment. But Dan, help me.
You're on the right track.
I'm on the right track. I want to thank you guys very much. Nancy Mullins is the therapist.
Yes.
And Dr. Balani, of course, is the gynecologist. You gave out the numbers before. It's 516-746-8500. And the other number would be 516-393-8900. Just to have a question, have a consultation, and be comfortable. There's no reason to be embarrassed and not have an active social life as a senior. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.